Good morning. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me on this beautiful Tuesday morning, man. This weather is just amazing. I will take a whole week of this, and I think that's about what we're in store for. So I'm very happy about that. If you have questions or comments this morning, let us know. 437-1620 is our phone number. You can call or text the show. Sitting down with me this morning is Gerald Gillis from All Pro Tune-Up. You've heard ads with Gerald before about All Pro up in Milton on Highway 90. You can go to allprotuneup.com or give him a call, 850-983-3230. Gerald Gillis, it's great to finally meet you, sir. How you doing this morning?
I am doing absolutely wonderful. I'm glad to be upright and alive to share a smile.
I know. It's good to be seen and not viewed, right?
Amen. That's another one of my favorite sayings. Yeah. Because, you know, we're not promised tomorrow, just the breath we just had.
Exactly. So. Yeah. Make the most of each moment. So, talking about making the most of things, it's something that we often, I think, take for granted until it doesn't work properly. And it's something that we probably often neglect, and that's our automobiles.
Amen to that, Jake. Yeah. Cars are designed to get you from point A to point B in comfort and in a timely manner. Mm-hmm. And if it's in control and you're not, then guess what? Somebody's got to deal with waiting for a wrecker or waiting for somebody to finish repairing it.
Right.
And my job, in my opinion, is to try to get people more miles out of every dollar. Mm. The dollar's buying power is limited nowadays. So if I can educate you on what certain things are doing in that car, then I can maybe help you get more miles out of it. Mm. You know, how many miles do you want to get out of your car?
So 300K plus, but I know that's kind of living in a dream world.
No, actually, it's not.
Well, okay.
It is not. I've owned vehicles that have had well over 350,000 miles. Mm. The Toyota I drove here in has 280 on it.
Yeah.
And it all starts with simplicity, maintenance. Mm. The key to long ownership is maintaining it and understanding what we need to do to maintain it. You know, take, for instance, oil. Oil does four things. It cools, it cleans, it seals, it lubricates. Well, if it's not there, it can't do some of those things. And let's face it, these cars nowadays, we're using 08, 012, 016, 020, 030, 040, all the way up to 060. Zero is a very thin product.
So you're talking about the actual weight of the oil, right?
The actual weight of the oil.
Let's talk about that a little bit, because I don't think a lot of people think about this. When they go in to get their oil changed and they say, well, what type of oil do you want? They're like, well, I don't know, the kind of oil that it needs. I don't, you know?
Exactly.
So let's talk about that.
We want to make sure that we've, one, put in the recommended OE weight, OE being original equipment manufacturer's weight. Mm. So if it calls for 0W8, that's what All Pro is going to put in it. Mm. We're not going to put 20W50 weight in your car if it's not designed for it. Mm. Cars of yesteryear, we could do that. But nowadays, we have variable valve cam timing, and that oil has to penetrate through tiny mesh screens to circulate. Now, oil being that it has to cool, seal, lubricate, and clean, if there's not enough in there, then it can't do any of the above. And nowadays, you're actually allowed to consume anywhere from a half a quart to a full quart between 12 to 1,500 miles. Cars only hold, you know, 4 to 12 quarts, depending on the car. So if this car gets low on oil and you don't check it, then you burn it up.
Right.
And let's face it, we don't want to burn up our car. We got too much money invested in that automobile.
Yeah, you're
and vehicles
right.
are an investment.
Right.
Take care of your car. Mm-hmm. Your car will care for you. Now, there's other fluids in that automobile. We have transmission fluids. Now, why do we want to change these fluids? You remember that word that I was talking about? Oil does four things: cools, cleans, seals, and lubricates.
It cleans.
Mm. And so if it's low, it can't clean. Mm-hmm. It can't seal if it can't circulate. If it can't circulate, it can't lubricate. So oil is critical. Transmission fluid as well.
I'm assuming that when you say clean, that over time, as it's cleaning and cleaning and cleaning over and over again, it picks up sediments. It picks up things from the engine that's going to clog, you know, it's going to make that oil, you know.
It breaks down.
Right.
Oil will break down just because you got friction moving up and down in the cylinder walls, cam bearings, crank bearings, main bearings. All of these items are metal rubbing against metal. Mm. That's why we use a lubricant. Then we also have a big giant filter in there to pick up those loose particles that will get trapped in there. And then it starts building up sludge. Now, sludge happens from moisture. Moisture getting into the crankcase area, the oil is picking up dirt and debris, and then the moisture will solidify and it turns it into kind of like a muck. Mm. And it's laying in the bottom of the pan. So that's why we drain the oil out. Nowadays, the manufacturer says you can go 10 to 15,000 miles on an oil change, but the filter can't.
Ah, okay.
So if you're going to try to get that kind of mileage out of it, one, I don't really recommend that. We usually suggest that you change the oil 5,000 miles to 7,500 mile intervals, but you got to change the filter and use a quality filter. You know, the old statement, you know, seldom are cheap things good. Use a premium filter if you're going to use, and most oils nowadays are synthetics anyway. Mm-hmm. So we want to try to get more miles out of that engine by keeping the oil clean so it can do those other three things it's supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a filter is critical. Transmissions have filters in them. CVTs, that's a new type of transmission, constant variable rate transmissions.
Right.
A lot of the manufacturers have gone to that. They also have fluid intervals. They don't have a filter per se. Hmm. So when we deal with those transmissions, it's a drain and refill. The problem is they don't hold as much fluid and they get dirty because there's a lot of friction going on in there.
Right.
So back in the day, you know, you would drive and you would go 0 to 15, it would shift gears, 15 to 30, it would shift gears, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. A CVT does not do that.
Right.
It's like a
almost
snowmobile.
Almost like a golf cart, yeah.
Yeah, it just
continues.
It just goes. And then you're, now let's say you're doing 60 miles an hour and somebody decides to pull on the on-ramp and you go, ooh, he just got in my path. Mm-hmm. Now we want to pass him. So we put our foot into the pedal and all of a sudden now we're doing 6,000 RPMs to go around this vehicle and eventually it'll drop back down to 25 to 2,800 RPMs, which is kind of a cruising zone. Mm-hmm. But there was a lot of slipping going on there for a little while.
Yeah.
So that fluid's breaking down. So we do recommend that you change the fluid on CVTs at around 30,000 mile intervals. Automatic transmissions that had actual gears. You know, once you get in the habit of knowing how long to get your life out of your car, mm-hmm. stay on top of the maintenance. You know, 30, 60, 90, 120, that's your mileage range. Mm-hmm. You can go a little bit longer depending on the severity. Florida, we get really hot during the summer.
Right.
Stop, go, stop, go. That's what we call severe driving. Mm. Dragging a travel trailer, things of that nature.
Yeah.
That's severe. If you're in a construction zone and you got all that dirt in the air, mm-hmm. that's severe because that oil has to clean it out and you got air filters. There's so many things on a car that if you just stay on top of it, you'll get more miles out of every dollar.
Mm. We had a texter a listener wanted to know, does running your AC run your engine harder? Will it make it to where you have to maintain more if you're in the hot months running that AC?
It does put a drain on the automobile's load, mm-hmm. the load being the work, right? However, it is actually cheaper to run your air conditioning than it is to run your windows. You keep the windows up because then you get rid of that wind drag. So, but the other thing is air conditioning has oil in that compressor. And a lot of people say, well, there's nothing wrong with my AC. It's working just fine. But after 2 or 3 years of hard Florida sun, that oil starts breaking down as well. So we like to recommend an evacuate, recover, recharge, and check the oil. Now, you can't just pull a dipstick out on an air conditioning system. So you have to hook a test vial in the system, and you run the AC, and you can see what the oil looks like. If it's dirty, then we need to drain all that oil out, put fresh oil in it, and keep going. Again, my Toyota has 280K on it. I have done that several times with my own car. I've serviced my tranny. I still have the original air conditioning system. I have the original transmission, original engine.
Nice.
Unfortunately, I have wore out many sets of brakes and several sets of tires. But maintenance is the key to long ownership. And let's face it, cars are so expensive nowadays.
They really are.
And with the interest rates like it is, it's just adding more to it. And then don't forget car insurance. New car, full coverage, you got you got payment plan, you're forced to carry everything.
Exactly.
But if you can maintain the one you have, you can control some of those outputs. You do not have to have full coverage or it won't cost near as much because you got an older car. And you know your car.
Yeah. All right. Well, when we come back after this break, we are going to talk about what happens when that check engine light comes on. What does that mean? What do we have to do? Should we panic? What happens? We're talking with Gerald Gillis from All Pro Tune-Up in Milton on Highway 90. Check him out at allprotuneup.com. That's a great website, by the way. Great name recognition there, because allprotuneup.com, very easy to find. Or just give him a call, 850-983-3230. We're going to be right back with more of Gerald from All Pro Tune-Up after this. Don't go anywhere.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Bands on the Beach is back. Grab a lawn chair or towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, Mass Confusion takes the stage, playing classic rock, Motown, smooth jazz, funk, country, and oldies, all in their own style. Grab a blanket or lawn chair, but don't bring any pets or glass, and get to Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked a lot about this case out of Oregon the Supreme Court heard yesterday, dealing with an anti-camping by homeless people ordinance and the implications of whatever that ruling winds up to be for us here in Florida and certainly here in Pensacola. Also, some very entertaining comments, sad entertaining comments from the Escambia County Commissioners yesterday, Santa Rosa Administrator Devan Cook's final interview before he retires next week, and Chip Simmons, the sheriff, was here. All of these podcasts you can listen to at newsradio923.com.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, Blackwater, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, Blackwater, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, Blackwater, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining.
If you've got some black water in your vehicle, it might be time to get your oil changed. We're talking to Gerald Gillis from All Pro Tune-Up in Milton on Highway 90. Check him out at allprotuneup.com or give him a call, 850-983-3230. Gerald, thank you for being here. It's great to finally meet you. We've been talking about just the importance of changing your oil and your routine maintenance for your vehicle to make it last longer and to get the most miles out of your dollars, because like you said, the dollar isn't stretching as far as it used to. So anything we can do to tighten up that budget, let's do it. And there's nothing easier than going to All Pro Tune-Up and having them take care of your vehicle on a scheduled maintenance plan. So when that check engine light comes on, what should we do? Do we freak out and pull over and start making calls, or do we get it to All Pro as soon as we can? What does that check engine light usually mean for us?
Well, first of all, the check engine light is there to alert you that catalytic converter damage can be happening. Catalytic converter is the filter that protects the atmosphere. As Ralph Nader's people said, we do not want to keep putting carbon monoxide, oxides, and nitrates into the atmosphere, because one, they're poisonous gases, and or they affect the greenhouses, as we've been learning about all our lives. If a check engine light is flashing, that is definitely catalytic converter damaging. That could be a misfire. We've got raw fuel going into the catalyst. It's not designed to remove raw fuels. It's designed to remove byproducts like carbon monoxide by getting it really hot and burning it off, or oxides and nitrates, which inside a catalytic converter you have platinum, rhodium, palladium, cerium. Those precious metals are designed to absorb the oxygen molecules and release them as it cools off and helps eliminate some of the pollutants that we see. The problem with catalytic converters is they are so expensive because of those precious metals, which, you know, sometimes people tend to want to borrow what's not theirs for whatever reason.
Right.
And so we need to protect the converter either from somebody borrowing it without our permission, and or two, because we killed the cat by not protecting it when it's trying to tell us there's a problem. That light being on is an indicator that there is an issue, something that the computer doesn't acknowledge. We call it a PCM or an ECM, powertrain control module, or electronic control module, engine control module. That computer has to monitor the output. So the inputs would be like crank sensor, cam sensor, mass airflow sensor, MAP sensor, temperature sensors. All of these little guys are inputs. And then we're going to call the computer the general. Now, if the general does not like the input, it doesn't make sense to him, he's going to flag you with a light. The problem is we got one light and 2,600 reasons for that light. Now, the newer cars, they're a little bit more helpful in diagnosing the problem because they'll actually set a code. Like a P0171 is a lean code. It's just telling me that there's too much air in the motor or there's not enough fuel in the motor. Either way, it's running lean. Well, lean misfires are not good because that can actually damage the catalytic converter because there's too much air in the system, not enough fuel, and it's like fanning a fire. If you fan a fire, you make the embers hotter and hotter and hotter to the point of a meltdown. If you got one that's running too rich, like a P0174, then you got clogging going on because now it can't breathe because there's too much gunk in it. And then, of course, we were talking about oil consumption earlier. Catalytic converters are not designed to digest oil. They're designed to digest unburned fuel molecules like hydrocarbons and or, you know, filter out carbon monoxide, which is a, you know, poisonous gas. We want to protect the environment, and we want to protect our investment. So make sure you stay on top of your tune-ups, your oil changes, air filters, simple air filters.
Right.
Air in your tires, keeping your tires at recommended manufacturing specs. You get one better miles out of your car because it's not dragging or rolling resistance. Car stops better, steers better, handles better. It's just better all in all. And that's why we have those specs.
And All-Pro Tune-Up is NAPA Gold certified.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that when we come back after our break. You guys provide a lot of services at All-Pro Tune-Up in Milton on Highway 90. We're going to talk about that. If you have any questions or comments, get us before it's too late, 437-1620. I'll be right back with more with Gerald Gillis from All-Pro Tune-Up right after this.
Pensacola Habitat for Humanity invites all executives and business leaders to join Executive Build 2024. Be a part of a unique construction build site experience while empowering your business and investing in our local community. This is your chance to show compassion and support within your community or organization. Roll up your sleeves with other Escambia and Santa Rosa County leaders for Pensacola Habitat for Humanity Executive Build on April 26th. Reserve your spot. See pensacolahabitat.org/execbuild for more information.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech, a professional air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him Thursday morning at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online. The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm your host, Jake Walker, sitting down here talking with Gerald Gillis of All Pro Tune-Up. Go to allprotuneup.com. They're out in Milton on Highway 90. Give them a call, 850-983-3230. You guys are NAPA Gold certified. We will hopefully have some time to talk about what that means here in just a second. And looking at the website, you guys provide all kinds of services. The list is super long. We don't even have time to talk about all the services you guys provide. But we've just kind of been talking on the show this morning about getting the most life out of your vehicle. We actually had a listener text in a question about their check engine light on a 2013 Ford Edge. They took it on a long trip, had the light come on. A mechanic told them that the catalytic converter was going bad. However, since then, the light has gone off and they haven't noticed any issues. What would you recommend on that? Do you think the catalytic converter needs to be checked now?
Well, I would suggest that when we look at live data, see what the catalyst is doing, all right? You have a oxygen sensor that's in front of it, or it's also known as air fuel ratio sensor, and then you got a sensor that's behind it. Certain fuels sometimes can create catalyst codes, efficiency codes, right? Oh. And so if we have an efficiency code, it could have been just the long haul, but it would not hurt to have it checked. Now, that vehicle, you know, catalytic converters have an 8-year, 80,000-mile warranty from the OE manufacturer. So as long as it's the original converter and you're within that 8-year, 80,000, which if it's a 13, it won't be. But if it's, you know, within that 8-year, 80,000, that'll be a free service that's done by the dealer.
Well, okay.
Now, I can do pretty much anything to an automobile except recalls. I have the ability. I have factory scan tools, you know, be it Ford, be it GM. I have those scan tools. Toyota scan tool. They work really well in fixing cars.
All right. Gerald Gillis, you know so much about this. You're a true expert. Thank you for joining us today.
Dependable traffic on the fives.
AllProTuneUp.com.